KSRN News, I'm John Scott. The worlds of politics and media are merging today as the Salem Media Group, parent company of SRN News, announces that U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson will appear on a new weekly broadcast titled This Week on the Hill. The program will be co-sponsored by Tony Perkins, the president of the Family Research Council in Washington. Tom Tradup, our vice president of news, will serve as executive director.
Under our Constitution, as Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson is just two heartbeats in the line of succession to become President of the United States. We're honored to have Speaker Johnson joining us at Salem to regularly share his views and perspective on the critical issues facing America.
The in-depth look at decision-making in Congress will premiere nationally on Saturday, April 13th. Also at SRNNews.com, America's employers delivered another outpouring of jobs in March.
Employers added 303,000 workers to their payrolls. Last month's job growth was up from a revised 270,000 in February and well above the 200,000 economists had forecast. The increase reflected the economy's ability to withstand the pressure of high borrowing costs resulting from the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. With the nation's consumers continuing to spend, many employers have kept hiring to meet steady customer demand. The unemployment rate dipped to 3.8% from 3.9% in February. No injuries and no damage after a 4.8 magnitude earthquake shook the northeast U.S. this morning. People in New York City felt the quake, as did those in Baltimore, Philadelphia, and Connecticut. On Wall Street, the Dow was ahead 357 points, the NASDAQ adding 234. This is SRN News. Iowa takes a stand for religious liberty.
Republican Governor Kim Reynolds has signed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. It's a carbon copy of the federal act passed three decades ago and reinforces the religious liberty enshrined in the First Amendment to the Constitution. Iowa joins 25 other states that have passed their own Religious Freedom Restoration Acts, even as threats to religious liberty have increased in the U.S. in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds that most Americans are aware that there has been a rise in anti-Semitism in the country following the deadly Hamas attack on Israel last fall. The Pew Research Center reports also reveals that Americans are broadly comfortable with speech both for and against Israel and the Palestinians. But most adults are not okay with calls for violence against Jews or Muslims. Most Jewish Americans say they support the war. This is SRN News. A setback for patients with ALS.
A drug to treat Lou Gehrig's disease is being pulled from the market. Relyvrio was approved by the Food and Drug Administration 2 years ago, helped by a small study and an advocacy campaign by patients with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS. The maker of Relyvrio, Amylyx Pharmaceuticals, is acknowledging the drug didn't help patients. It is voluntarily halting sales and marketing in the U.S. and Canada. Patients already taking Relyvrio who want to continue will be able to enroll in a program to receive it for free. The withdrawal leaves just three ALS medicines available to patients in the U.S. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Johnson & Johnson pumping more money into heart care with a roughly $13 billion deal for Shockwave Medical, which specializes in technology that helps open clogged arteries. The deal still needs approval from regulators and shareholders. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.